Now lastly, fifthly, smriti, or mindfulness, the fifth spiritual faculty or spiritual sense. Mindfulness, also translated as awareness very often, is fourfold in Buddhism. This is the traditional standard teaching, as regards the body and its movements and attitudes, as regards feelings, whether pleasant, painful or neutral, thoughts of all kinds, and also higher spiritual ideals. It is possible one should be mindful and aware the whole time. One should be mindful how the body is, whether one is walking, standing, sitting, lying down, whether the hand is here or whether it is there, and so on. Then of one's feelings, whether one is happy or sad, elated or depressed, pleased or displeased, and so on. And of course thoughts, whether one is thinking about home, one's dinner, whether one's thoughts are here in the meeting or the lecture, whether one is thinking of one's friends and relations, or whether one is thinking about the work to be done the day after tomorrow. One should know exactly where the mind is going, where it is straying, from minute to minute. And then constant mindfulness of the higher spiritual ideals. Whatever one may be doing, wherever one may be going, even in sleep, a sort of undercurrent of awareness or mindfulness of one's ultimate goal. This is, of course, one of the reasons for the repetition of the mantra, which many people do. It is just a means of keeping in touch all the time. Maybe walking, maybe sitting down, maybe talking to someone, but if that can go on the whole time, then one is never completely out of touch, never altogether unaware of one's ultimate objective. Now, mindfulness, awareness, cannot go to extremes. If faith is not balanced by wisdom, it can become blind, it can become fanatical. If wisdom is not balanced by faith, it can become dry, dry as dust. If energy is not balanced by concentration and meditation, it can become restlessness. And if concentration and meditation are not balanced by vigor, by energy, then they can degenerate into sloth and torpor. But in the case of mindfulness, in the case of awareness, there's no such danger. By its very nature, it is incapable of going to extremes. You can't have too much mindfulness, too much awareness. You could say of someone, well, you've got too much faith, no wisdom. You could say of someone, well, he's all intellect, no emotion. You could say of someone, well, he's all energy, he never sits down and is calm. Or you could say of someone, well, he's always so quiet, he never manifests energy. But you couldn't say of anyone, well, he's so mindful. He's never unmindful. You couldn't say it, at least you couldn't say it as a criticism. You couldn't say, well, how aware he always is, how strange, how odd. It might be strange, but not quite in that sense. So it's always useful. In fact, not only is mindfulness or awareness always useful, it in fact counterbalances, or just balances, all the other faculties. It's because we are mindful in our spiritual life that we can balance faith and wisdom and energy and concentration and meditation. And balance, I need hardly tell you, balance in the Buddhist spiritual life is most important. In fact, one might say that the Buddhist spiritual life is the balanced life at the highest possible level, in the broadest possible sense. If we are not balanced, then we're not really Buddhist. Buddhist really means balanced. Balanced, not only just in between, but right at the top, poised, as it were.